How can we tell if God's trying to get our attention through the words of somebody else?
Welcome to the podcast with your host, Craig T. Owens. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
You may have had this experience before where somebody comes up to you and very solemnly says, I have a word from the Lord for you. How do you handle that? Well, here's the first thing that I would say. Pause for a second. Just wait for a second before you come to a judgment, a conclusion on that. And here's the reason why I would say that. First of all, what would you do if I said that a donkey spoke to me the words of God? It happens, right? It was in the Bible. There was a guy who was going astray and God needed to get his attention. And so he allowed a donkey to turn and talk to Balaam to try to get his attention. There's another example in the Old Testament where King Josiah is just so determined that he's going to go out and fight the Egyptian Pharaoh, who keeps telling him, stay home. My fight's not with you. Don't come and do battle with me. Josiah persists and comes out and ends up being killed in battle. But the Bible tells us that Pharaoh was speaking God's words to Josiah. There's another time when King Sennacherib, the Assyrian king, comes and sets up his battle forces against King Hezekiah surrounding Jerusalem. And he says to Hezekiah and to all the people, hey, didn't God send me here with these words? Aren't you supposed to surrender, submit to me because God came and spoke to me with this message and I brought it to you? And that wasn't the case. So we do need to be able to sort this out. Now, I think that one of the things that we have to determine right up front is this person that's coming, do I have any kind of a track record with them at all? Is there anything about them that I am already aware of? Now, if it's a good friend, you might give the benefit of the doubt right up front that this friend definitely wants what's best for you. Now, maybe it's somebody that you don't know. Maybe it's a complete stranger. Well, Pharaoh would have been a stranger to Josiah, and Sennacherib would have been a stranger toward Hezekiah. So for both of those people, I think that the initial response might be, these people in their history have been antagonistic towards me, so maybe I want to be a little bit guarded here. That's why I find it curious that Josiah just kept pressing on to go forward. He didn't put the brakes on there. I think we need to be careful with that. But in the case of Josiah, he probably should have paid attention to those words because they were helpful words for him. So we need to separate that out first. But again, I don't think that we need to respond right away. James tells us that we need to be quick to listen and slow to speak. And I think that that slow to speak also means slow to reach a conclusion. We don't need to respond in the moment. I think a lot of times we feel like that. Well, here's this person standing in front of me speaking to me, and I need to give them an immediate response. Here's what I've learned. When somebody comes and shares something with me, and I haven't really heard this kind of message before, I'll usually say something like this. Boy, it sounds like you've been thinking about this for a while, or it sounds like this is really passionate for you. Is that correct? And they'll usually say, yes, yeah, I've been thinking about it for a long time. I've been wrestling with it before I came to share it with you. Or, boy, this has really been burning on my heart. I had to share it with you. My response, what I've learned over time, is to say something like this. Thank you for sharing that with me. Now that I've heard it, would you allow me the privilege of having the same kind of time to ponder it and pray about it before I respond to you? I don't feel like I'm in a place to be able to respond to you right now. Let me go and pray about it. And I think that that's a part of the being quick to listen, because I've listened to what this person said, but now I need to have time to listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying to me. And it's hard to do that when there's a person right across the table from me that's wanting an immediate response. I can't really tune everything out right then and take the proper time to listen to what the Holy Spirit says. The other thing that I've learned too is I am going to be very cautious if somebody is sharing something with me that is the complete opposite of what I've heard before. So, for instance, if I felt like God called me to step into a position, And I prayed about it, and I talked with my wife, and I talked with other godly people, and there were scriptures that kind of popped off the page and confirmed that for me. And after praying about it, I said, yep, this is where we're supposed to be. And then somebody after the fact says, I think God's called you somewhere else, or I think you need to move to something different. I'm going to be very leery about that right up front, because that's not what I heard. And I don't think that God is going to speak a word to somebody else that he hasn't already started speaking to me. My experience has been that the Holy Spirit has already been speaking to me, and maybe I don't have the exact details. I can think of a time in my life where I just felt like the Holy Spirit was saying to me, be open, be ready, be willing to hear what I'm saying. And I felt that for several days until I walked into a meeting and a friend of mine said, oh man, I'm struggling with this. And I really, if you could help me, I'm looking for somebody to step into this spot. And then that's when the Holy Spirit said, this is what I was getting you ready for. Okay. So that's what we need to do. But the bottom line is, the message from somebody else is never, ever going to contradict the message that we already have in Scripture. So you need to be able to go to the Scripture, just like you see with the devil's temptations. The devil always tries to get you to question what God says. His very first temptation with Adam and Eve, he really says this back in Genesis chapter 3, are you sure that this is what God said? When you get to his temptation of Jesus in the New Testament, it's in Matthew's gospel and Luke's gospel, he's essentially doing the same thing. He's really saying, are you sure that you're clear on God's plan? Because I think that I have a shortcut that's going to make it a lot easier for you, Jesus. And how did Jesus respond? He responded differently than Adam and Eve did. Adam and Eve said, yeah, you know what? What you're saying seems to make sense to us. That's not what Jesus did. Jesus said, it is written. And he went back to the Scripture and said, I've already heard what the Scripture says, and I am not going to deviate from that. So I think that we need to take some time and evaluate. Who's talking to me? Do their words align with something that the Holy Spirit has already spoken to me? Do their words confirm or do they contradict what I've read in the Scripture? And by all means, like I said earlier, please don't feel like you have to respond right in the moment. If they've come to you, there might be something that they've pondered for a while. They need to be able to give you the same privilege of being able to go back in prayer and go back to the Bible and confirm or contradict what they are saying to you. And if it's wrong, you could just give them a polite, I thank you for sharing that, but that's not what I'm going to do at this time. I hope this counsel helps you, because it's happened to me several times. It's probably happened to you as well. It may even happen to you again in the future. You want to make sure that you are hearing directly from what God says to you.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now. To order, go to craigtowens.com.